Hey, Curtis, it's Natalie Goddard, and I
said to panelists, you guys, whenever you're posting your comments, please put them in the whole chat box so everyone, Mark, like everyone deserved to see that. Mark said, I'm not coming on video because I haven't had time for my makeup, but Katie says that escalated so fast. It really did, but sometimes with Andy Goddard, things move quick.
You just never know where it's going to go. Well, Facebook is finally giving us some love, so we are live.
Good morning.
And I'm going to mute myself so I can...
Now, why are you muting yourself? Because we can't really hear you if that's what's happening.
I like to have the live going in the background so I can be watching the comments with Mark. So if I mute myself, then we get the feedback loop thing going. So
I kind of feel like you're running a spaceship over there is what comes to mind. It's like we're taking on quite an adventure. Yeah. Well, good morning. Hi, Andrea. Hello, Katie. Hi, Faith. Who else is here with us live today? If you want to say hello, I'd love to hear also, what are you diffusing, if you're diffusing lately? I'd love to hear that, as well as what are you loving these days in terms of your products?
So yesterday,
Yesterday
I was talking to a friend who's a massage therapist, and I had the distinct privilege of sharing Adaptive with them for the very first time. And man, I don't know anybody who doesn't love them some Adaptive. So
it's pretty good stuff.
It doesn't get much better.
I mean, I'm going to put this out there also right now. I am in my office right now. Like Katie, I'm diffusing Harvest Spice with a little tangerine and then a little cedar wood, right? As we kind of like to add in a little, I mean, Harvest Spice by itself is great, but I like a little of that. But I will tell you, I've been diffusing in my car quite often. Holiday Peace. Some of you will be surprised.
Admitting
that. That's the point of why I was a little bit gingerly and not, you know, get it gingerly.
Nice. I see what you did there.
Today, I mean, you've activated some energy here this morning, Andy, so... anyway, because I know there will be some of you that might have some judgment. I mean, but how many of you believe we can diffuse Holiday Peace all year round?
I know. I get it.
Now, I don't necessarily do diffuse it all year round because I mix up other blends. But you guys, Holiday Peace is a dream. It's like a forest and an orange created a union.
They had a baby together.
Yes, it's like the woodsy, the woods, the scent, then the citrusy, that grapefruit and orange that's in there. It's just like heaven in a bottle. I'm telling you, Holiday Peace.
So good.
Harvest Spice is in the home.
I like it.
In case anyone's wondering. Andy, I am getting some support in the chat box that other people are okay with and understand diffusing Holiday Peace, even if it's not the holidays yet.
You're safe here, okay? Yeah. This is a safe space where you can share things like that, okay?
Yeah, now Danielle, who is admitting, but in the panelist box, because maybe she doesn't want everyone to see this, again, loves, many of you are sharing great comments, but you're putting it to panelists only. That just means Andy and I get to see it versus all of our friends. But Danielle, and we won't give a last name because we don't want to like give her some heat, says... They already have their Christmas tree up. So.
Whoa. Damn. October 16th.
Hey, Andy, judgment-free zone here in the coaching space, okay?
Okay, sorry.
Let me play the good cop here for
I
one.
I switched over to BC there for a second.
Oh, boy, everybody. Good morning.
Oh, it's going to be a good day.
Oh, I can feel it.
Oh, hey, Danielle's coming out of the closet. She said I can take it. She's going public.
She's like, I can take the heat. Danielle's not afraid. Don't tuck those comments in private only or just to panelists. Like, hey, you got to own your truth, everyone. And if your truth is, I have a tree up and it's October, you got to own that.
That's right.
If you're a holiday piecer year round, you got to own it.
And you know, there's always going to be haters, but you know what?
You know?
We're just going to live our truth.
Yeah, it's so true. We got to live that truth, because sometimes you're right. Like, some people are just not gonna gel with you. There's a life lesson in that. Some life coaching here today. There's so much truth to it. Yes. All right.
I love it.
Yes.
So, you got any serious bones in your body today?
Serious bones. Well, you know, I think I'm trying to change a perception, so I don't know if I can bring serious bones to this call and to this recording.
You got some work to do, huh?
Yeah, I got some adapting to do. But, you know, I do think I am just loving right now. I had a podcast go live yesterday and talking about when you want to feel good and shifting into, and it's centering around the power of gratitude. But I love to think about gratitude as more of a practice versus a feeling, right? Mm-hmm. Like, think about that. As it's easy to feel or obviously express gratitude when we're feeling gratitude, right? And similar in our lives, in our doTERRA businesses, how easy is it to follow through, make the calls, connect with people when we're feeling like it?
Yeah.
You know, or when we feel like going to the gym or going on that run, how easy is it to follow through? Well, it's really easy to follow through when we feel it, right? Because we're emotion-based humans and our feelings. But the power of, are we following through even if we don't feel like it? And are we cultivating practices and disciplines? Because none of us will be motivated all the time. And so it's looking at that. And there's a quote I tucked into that podcast yesterday, a quote by Joel Osteen, where he says, you're feeling what you're thinking. And so some of this is, how am I practicing certain thoughts to then activate the feeling state? And so talking about things like a gratitude journal, prayer, meditation, obviously things in our lives like get your body moving, or, you know, reading or reaching out, connecting, but it's just looking at the thought process overall, right? Like, I was talking about gratitude and that emotional state, but really that is so applicable to all of our different goals, is our follow through, right? Our actions. And so it's looking at, but we can absolutely influence our thoughts to then influence our feelings, which is, what thoughts do you choose to think, right? Like, I'd love all of you to write that down in your notes for me, is, what thoughts do I choose to think about my health, about my marriage, about my business? And then you regularly, consciously practice thinking those thoughts called affirmations, or you write them or you have them posted. Is, what do I, who do I choose to become, and what thoughts do I choose to cultivate, which will lead into the feelings. But I really love us becoming more the self-mastery path of that, with the experience of saying, okay, it isn't just what I'm feeling, it's, I'm feeling what I'm thinking. So I'm going to be practicing thoughts that activate the feelings that I want to experience more often.
I love that. That is so simple, but so powerful. I used to, you know, when Natalie and I started to really discover some of these ideas about the power of our thoughts and the power of creating with our thoughts, I used to say things like, oh gosh, I'm such an idiot. And then Natalie would be like, erase, erase, right? She'd like jump in and pounce like the thought police, right? Like, we're not going to think those thoughts. And I used to be so dismissive, like, you know, like I'm having a cheat day on my thoughts, you know, like I can make jokes about having those little thoughts. But the fact is, there's no such thing as a cheat day, right? There's no such thing as, I can have negative thoughts, you know, and it doesn't impact my outer world. Like, I can have this inner conversation that somehow stays in that private chamber. Like, it just doesn't work that way. So once again, I get to say Natalie was right and I was wrong. And we all get to be the thought police and really manage those thoughts. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't have to be like in a militaristic way. I think it's more about just being kind to ourselves and being like just having, stepping into the joyful thoughts rather than kind of slipping back into the path of least resistance thoughts. You know, like it's easy to say, oh, well, that was a big screw up. I guess I'm a screw up, you know, rather than just saying, wow, I am in a learning process. What a joy to be able to make mistakes and to still keep learning. So I love your thoughts. Thanks for sharing those, Tiffany.
Thank you for adding that. I think there's so much goodness to consider with that. So thank you for that.
Good times. Oh, somebody says the Essential Life app now has a whole category for diffuser blends. So that, and you can add your own. That's cool.
Yeah, very cool.
You're not just living with the recommendations from the books. Awesome. Well, should we jump into some coaching?
Oh, let's do it.
Okay. Well, we've got somebody raising their hand already, which is always the best way to engage with us is live and in person. So it looks like it's Danielle. I don't know if she meant to or not, but she's coming on with us.
Okay. Love it.
Danielle, you're on live. Can you hear us? Okay, I'm guessing that when she raised her hand, it wasn't to come on with the question. It might have meant something else to her.
She's saying, I don't have a mic.
Doesn't have a mic. Okay.
So no, if she wants to type in a question, that's great.
Yeah.
Or we can, if she's not on video.
No problem.
She says it's because Tiff asked us to raise our hand, the panelists. Remember, it's like, hey, if you holiday peace all year round, right? She was just getting some hands up on that, Andy.
Nice job, Tiff. Way to give him clear directions.
Yes.
Okay.
We've got some Facebook Live comments, so it looks like.
Elizabeth.
Yes.
Yeah. She says, do you have any tips for me? I've had an oil experience group this week. 2 more days to go. Do you have any tips for enrollment promotions or something at the end? I want to qualify for next year's incentive trip. I need to get started now. Oh, great question. So when it comes to getting people to take action, and in this case, to enroll, right, to get their own membership, it's always going to depend on what their motives are. So doTERRA is always going to have their own promotions. It's up to us if we want to add our own little promotions. But the thing I try to always bring it back to is focus on the person that you're working with. And you might have a group. It sounds like you've got an oil experience group going, but really dial it into the one. Take it to the one-on-one conversation as soon as you can so that you can find out what speaks to them, what motivates them. For Natalie, when she enrolled, her upline, Jen Kelly, was offering a free Terra Shield, which is a $9 oil. And that's what motivated her, right? But if you were to, if they were to, if Jen would have had a one-on-one conversation with Natalie and really felt into it, she would have found out that Natalie was motivated by getting the oils into her home and the higher quality, and she was motivated by the business. So, but she wouldn't have found that out unless she would have had that one-on-one conversation. So I think it's about moving from a group to a one-on-one conversation to make sure that you're building the bridge for them about their needs. Tiff, what would you add to that?
No, I just am reinforcing that. I think that personalization and that reach out of just connecting with each individual and asking, hey, where you're at, what are you loving, what's also up for you, or questions or goals or needs within your family, you know, is just having that personalized experience. The power of I have a keynote I give regularly to like corporate type or even entrepreneurial groups called The Power of the Personal Touch. And it's just that personal experience where when you're reaching out, you know, and saying, okay, hey, how are you as the individual, right? Like you're saying, especially because they're in a group situation, but to ask those questions, how are you? What are you experiencing? What are you loving? Are there anything, you know, questions or, you know, that I can address for you? Or what are you getting the most out of this? Or I'd love to know more about you or your family, and just moving into that place where we're getting to know them. I just think what he's saying is absolutely right. I think will help you create more conversion. Because we've talked about this before. So what I'm about to say to you, if you've been with us many times over, is you've heard me say this statement before, but just, you know, it's good to be renewed, as well as if you're new here, the conversation or the concept that the more people engage, the higher they convert, right? Engagement leads to conversion. And so thinking about that for whether it's social media posts, are you sometimes asking questions or putting out content where people can engage with you, right? As well as if you're in a one-on-one, of course, or you're with a large to small group, is the more people engage, the higher they convert. And so one-on-one is an incredible opportunity for people to engage at such a deep level because it's all about them. And so it's sometimes in quote unquote sales or sales environments or conversations, we get nervous, like, oh, what might, you know, do I have to have all the right answers? And I don't think it's about having all the right answers. I think it's about having good questions. Because if you have good questions in your relationships, then you're going to create connection, and create connection leads to a conversion and to a sale. And so I think that's absolutely the right advice, is reaching out, but moving to, you know, just working on and bettering your questions. And, you know, there's a lot of resources in the Empowered Success system and questions and templates there that can help support you.
And I would also add to that, you know, rely on the systems for some of those questions, but also drop into the question of what would I want someone to ask me if I really wanted to connect deeply? Like if I wanted to be served at a really deep level, you know, what are the questions I'd love to be asked? And let your heart be your guide in that way. There's not a script for connection. There's not a
so true
template, right? It's really about heart connection. Okay, we've got another question. And this is really rich. Barbara says, best advice you can give for someone that is not well, they're dealing with a rare autoimmune disease and wants to do the business, but feels awkward selling, promoting wellness, being so sick. Am I start with that? You want me to?
Either way.
Go for it.
Okay. So I just think, number one, just sending you so much love, if indeed that's you, right? Asking for yourself, which I assume so, but regardless, I just think, you know, oh my goodness, you've got a lot that's going on. And, but I think that part of that experience too is can't we all relate to Barbara at some level that we think, oh, I need to be perfectly whole or perfectly healthy or have my whole life aligned and know every oil inside and out before I can really move forward. And so I have huge empathy for you, Barbara, and what you're going through. And I think that realizing that your desire, right, to help share and put it out there, I think is so important, is just talking about what is helping support you and saying, I'm on this journey myself and I'm in the process of becoming healthier and working at this and learning, here's some oils that have helped me, or when my stress is higher, or that I need help with sleep, or here's products that have supported me, is that it may seem like, okay, gosh, I'll have to wait till I'm completely over this. But I just want you to know, I hopefully just see that you're feeling empowered and given permission that at whatever level you're at with your own wellness, that you can also be sharing aspects of your own wellness journey, is what I would say. Andy, anything, like, what would you add to that?
Huge, huge amen, right? Like, again, it comes back to this position of being kind to ourselves. Do I hold myself to a standard of perfection that's unattainable? And by doing that, we do the same thing to everyone in our circle. So if instead we choose to be kind to ourselves, then what does that open up? Not just for you, but for others. So I think it was Danielle in the comments. She says, look at that woman who was recognized at the gala and during convention, who went diamond, I think she was from Singapore, from her hospital bed. So they have video footage of her teaching a class. She's lying in her hospital bed. She's got five or six women around her. She's teaching an oils class. And guess what? No excuses. She doesn't need to be the picture of health in order to be a voice for healing, to be a voice for health. The oils can be supporting you anywhere on the journey, and just your passion for having found a solution is enough. That's all it takes. That's the minimum threshold, is having found an answer. So I wish I had a video of that that they showed at the gala, because I was in tears watching her story and watching her come out. I mean, she shouldn't be alive. She was given a diagnosis that, you know, she shouldn't be with us anymore. So love that question. Okay, Tina is here. I'm going to bring her on live.
Hi, Tina.
Okay, Tina, can you hear us?
I can.
Welcome. How are you?
Really good. I haven't been on one of the calls for a while. I was glad for the reminder to pop up in my text.
Awesome. Well, welcome. How can we serve you today?
Well, I had made a comment as she was talking about thoughts and feelings. And there's one I've been dealing with lately, and it's about money. And, you know, you think you get certain things squared away, and then a new layer peels back, and it's like, whoa. And it comes just packed with feeling. And I've been just trying to analyze the situation and how to take the next step in dealing with it.
Awesome. So what specifically, what issues or feelings or beliefs are coming up as you're peeling off the layers?
Well, you know, a lot of the times you really have to think really hard to figure out what the beliefs are that are at the root of things. But as things have opened up for me, it's just come and slapped me in the head, and it clenches in my chest and my gut. And it's like, oh my gosh. You know, this is right out in the front, and I suppose it's just time to deal with it. And it is that money just slips away. You know, it's an economy where everything costs a little more, and in a way, I think everybody probably has a little bit of feeling with that. But at the moment, I feel like I've been called to do some pretty big things, and the nest egg that we have, it just seems to be getting pecked at, and all of a sudden there's just this rush of emotion that it's just all going to slip away and there won't be enough to do what needs to be done.
And as you think that thought, money just slips away and there won't be enough, what would that mean about you?
Boy, a lot of thoughts come to mind. That I'm just never going to be a good enough steward of what my purpose is.
Who was the first person who told you that? That you don't take care of your things, that you're not a good steward?
Oh, wow. I don't even know.
If you think back as far as you can, what comes to mind? Who gave you that thought or that feeling that you're not enough, that you don't take care of what's been given to you?
You know, I would have to say that this probably happened so long ago, I'm not sure I could pinpoint it. I do know that I was raised in a family that didn't have much. And we were taught to take care of everything you have, you know, to make it last. Mm-hmm. you may not ever get this again, so you've got to take really good care of your stuff. Mm-hmm. And that is so ingrained in me that I couldn't even go back far enough. I don't think that any one person told me that I wasn't a good steward of my things. Maybe it's my worry or concern in association with you have to take really good care of everything.
Yeah. So let's go to the root of this belief. What part of that belief is true and what part is not true? What part of that belief that money just slips away is true?
Well, I think that's probably a 50-50. Money doesn't just slip away, and yet I want to be a conduit for abundance.
Okay. What? How would you, I mean, what is money?
It's just a tool.
Uh-huh. Yep. It's just this abstract representation of value. It is. It's just it's a tool. And you've probably heard Tiffany and I say before, it's just energy.
Yeah.
So energy only works when it's in flow. So the truth of that comment that money just slips away is money, like energy, is meant to flow. Money only, the economy only works when money is in circulation, when it's flowing freely. The definition of a recession is when money stops flowing. So that's the truth of that statement. What's the lie in that statement? What's the part that's not true?
That I'll run out.
Yeah, the lie is the personal part, the part that's about you, that you don't take care of that flow, that you might not be a good steward, or that somehow you're not worthy of stepping into the flow of that energy. So why is that important to separate the truth from the lie in this conversation?
Well, you've got to pinpoint where the issue is so that you can deal and heal.
Yeah, most of us were trained with this thinking that the money is a scarce resource and it might not last forever. And so you've got to be this miserly steward that doesn't screw up, that doesn't, drop the ball or doesn't prove that they're unworthy of it. So I think a lot of us on this call can totally relate to where you're coming from. The truth about money is that it's as abundant as sunshine. It's as abundant as the air that we breathe. It's right there, and all we have to do is step out into the sunshine. All we have to do is inhale into our lungs a huge, big, deep breath. And so some affirmations that you could try on are, I am worthy of abundance. I am learning about money and value and how to create massive value so that I can step into the massive flow of energy. I create massive value, and so I receive massive value. I am a producer of value, and I'm worthy of receiving value for everything that I create.
That's great advice.
So I think at some level you have, this is similar to that last question. I think you have a standard of perfectionism that you're holding yourself to that's actually holding you hostage. So you're expecting yourself to never screw up, right? To not lose this nest egg, to be perfect in the way you manage the flow. But the fact is, no one's perfect. Somebody was showing me a video of their baby that was learning how to walk. And I seriously cried because it didn't matter how many times that baby fell over, it got back up again. And sometimes it bumped its, you know, elbows and face in the falling, but it always got back up again. And for some reason, as adults, we don't give ourselves that same grace. We expect ourselves to be perfect in everything that we do and everything that we try. But money is just the same as everything else. It's the same as walking. We're gonna fall, and if we give ourselves grace, then we'll just pick ourselves back up and say, oh, that didn't work, right? I love what Marianne Williamson says. She held a big event and she lost tens of thousands of dollars. And she says, luckily, I could absorb the loss. You know, good for me. Yeah. I can absorb the loss. And so that has become a mantra for me and Natalie. We say that phrase so many times. Well, that didn't work. I'm glad we can absorb the loss. And the fact
that's actually really good.
It's gold. And, And thank you, Marianne, for her book, The Law of Divine Compensation. Tiffany introduced that to us years ago, and it is a game changer on the conversation of money.
So what is that again?
The Divine Law of Compensation. Is that what it's called, Tiffany? Am I getting that right?
Yeah, the Divine Law. Wait.
Or is it the
Law of Divine Compensation.
Okay. Marianne Williamson.
I'll have to look that up. I think you nailed it in that as adults, and some of us older adults than others, we get a little tired of falling over, and maybe that's been the problem that's had so much emotion attached to it this time, is that I haven't been giving myself that grace.
Yeah, think of yourself as that child that's learning to walk, and nobody would ever say to a one-year-old, you know, you idiot, like, how could you fall and bruise your knee? Like, what were you thinking, right? Just hold yourself in that same space. Like, Man, it's learning, and it's okay. Tiffany, I'd love to hear your thoughts.
Well, I just love what you were sharing. So a hearty amen to that. And I was already thinking, and I linked, probably 8 minutes ago or so in the chat box link. And then the rest of you, if you're on Facebook Live or you're just listening, dialed in today, I have a recommended reading list on my site for free. You can just download it, that it's a compilation of my very best favorite books in the concept or topics of money, relationships, sales, and overall personal growth. And so I just smiled, Andy, because my number one book on money is exactly what Andy just said. And not all of you can see that in the panelists section, several of you are saying, love that book. It's amazing. It's so good. And so that is my top recommendation as well, is to get that book in physical copy today or on Audible. And that is a book it is the book I've read the very most in my studies. I've come back through it so many times in reading or listening to it, that can absolutely support you. I think something that was already said earlier today, Tina, was the conversation about you're feeling what you're thinking. And so to become aware about the thoughts and the stories that you're telling about yourself, about money, around the fear of it going away, around your maybe feeling not worthy to hold on to it, or I don't trust myself, or I'm not good with money, right? Do you see what I'm saying? Is that...
Absolutely.
Yeah, y'all are in a space where it's like, okay, what am I? I'm feeling this fear. I'm like, you use the language, I'm feeling it slip away. Well, every time you think that thought or see that image, right, it produces a feeling. And that feeling is anxiety. And the opposite, anytime our anxiety is high, I want all of you to write this down. When your anxiety is high, what's the opposite of anxiety? We might say the opposite of anxiety is peace. But may I suggest that the opposite of anxiety is trust. And it's, do I trust myself? Do I trust God? Do I trust the universe? And choosing in, remember earlier, is like choose consciously your thoughts, just like your thoughts, like you would pick an outfit that you're going to wear to go out to, you know, present in or go out to dinner or meet friends or whatever. is the power of picking our thoughts like we would intentionally choosing what we're going to wear or ordering off a menu and ordering a meal or something. It's just being really intentional about what we're ordering to the universe regularly in our thoughts. And I don't want you all worried about every thought you think. It's the thoughts, though, that we cling to, we plant, we give them fertilizer and sunshine and water, meaning they're on repeat and they get a lot of attention from us. Those are the thoughts that then are producing your reality, right? And so it's being aware of that conversation for yourself is like, okay, what am I choosing to think and feel? And I'm going to invite you to get anchored into trust and knowing like, hey, I'm a powerful, like Andy was modeling for you. I'm a powerful producer. I'm a value creator. I'm going to create more value. I'm going to create, you know, and even changing your story around money, right? Like I know some of you were saying this in the chat box as well, was saying, you know, we all have different thoughts and beliefs about how we were raised about money and different feelings or experiences we've had over the years, is choose to cultivate a friendship with money. Right? Like that you're a good friend. Some of you went through my mindset makeover course in August, and on session 4, we do a deep dive on money mindset. And we talk about this really importantly is some of us have a lot of shame around money and we shame it. We make it bad or wrong. And as Andy's clarified, money is neutral. It's an energy. Humans give it meaning. Humans decide if it's powerful and good or if it's powerful and bad. And so it's really being aware is our beliefs. But the cool thing about being a conscious human is you can choose to rewire your beliefs anytime you decide to. Is what's my new story about money? I know for myself, you know, quite a journey. I used to have a lot of fear around money. And there was just never enough saved up, right? And the fear around, ooh, too much money might change me spiritually. That was a big fear. Or money might, gosh, I don't want to be kicked out of my social tribe within those dynamics. And so realizing that money just magnifies who we already are, but choosing in intentionally to have a mindset and mantras and a relationship where there's peace there and that you're friendly with money. Money's friendly with you. But sometimes it's Marianne makes this comment in her book, The Law of Divine Compensation, where she says, if you don't celebrate money, don't expect money to celebrate you. Mm-hmm. And that doesn't mean we put it on the altar and worship it. But in terms of if your energetic relationship with money is money, you're bad, you're wrong, you're dirty, you're never enough, you stress me out. Just like if in a friendship, if I was regularly telling you that in our friendship, like, hey, Tina, you're just not enough, you stress me out, you're inherently wrong and bad, you're this and that, like, do you want to be around me? Of course not. So you have to think about, am I in thoughts and feelings and energy space where I'm friendly with this experience? Instead of I'm always kind of pushing it away or giving it negativity. And it's just you, but the cool thing about this conversation for all of you is you can choose to shift it. I know several of you have been reading the book, The Law of Divine Compensation, because it was gifted to you at Heart and Hustle as a book, a gift for being there on site live, which we're doing a book club around that here coming up soon. But I just want you to know that it really is something that you can shift and change, but it matters that you start shifting your thoughts and your feelings. And to start, another book that I really love, you'll see on that recommended reading list, is by Edwin Gaines. And the book's called The 4 Spiritual Laws of Prosperity. And in that material, she talks about, you know, some of these same similar principles, but the conversation of, you know, choosing into a new feeling, choosing into a new script, but really getting anchored into abundance right now, right? And choosing into that. Like when I have clean sheets on my bed, I feel abundant. When I have my oils diffusing, music playing, food in the refrigerator, is it matters that, or I buy myself fresh flowers at the market, is different things from hiking in nature to, you know, diffusing my oils. There's so many things that help me feel abundant. And that would be another great assignment for any one of you, is what makes me feel abundant and that you start tapping into. Again, we get what we focus on, right? Or what we focus on expands. And so choosing intentionally to put your energy, your thoughts, practice, right? This is a practice that you're choosing to put that thought and that energy into your experience.
Well, I think you really hit it with trust as you we're speaking. Like I said, the nest egg is for what we feel we've been called to do, a purpose, a greater purpose. And delays are happening. And I know my higher power has got us in a stall pattern because my timetable and his timetable are a little different. And the trust, I think it's back to trusting the plan that it'll be all right. And maybe that's why this time there's so much feeling attached to it. Normally I'm a little more, well, that didn't work. Move on. Let's go. And this time it just clenches up inside. And so I can see where you're coming from with the trust, because I think we just unrooted the real problem and why it's bothering me so much.
Yeah. I think the other thing too, as humans, where we get ourselves in trouble is when we're operating also this, the belief we should be somewhere other than where we are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so when you're saying, like, at some level, you're operating a program that says at this age, we should be here.
Yeah.
Right. Or at this point, this should have happened, or this isn't the way it should be. We all have shoulds and expectations about at this age, or I shouldn't still be learning this lesson, or this shouldn't be put to bed. But we're evolving, growing creatures. And so life, universe is going to provide you opportunities to grow and practice skills and tools. For some of you, it's in your financial life. For some of you, it's in your love life. For some of you, it's in your health. Is, are we practicing and activating faith, belief, and again, trust? And what is this here to teach me? And what am I learning? And what do I choose to create? Like, are we learning some of those same lessons around, again, faith, belief, trust, conscious creation? What is this teaching me? Is that will continue to surface as long as you're alive. And for sometimes, again, it's in your money life. Sometimes it's in your health. Sometimes it's in relationship. But we're getting to practice those powerful principles. So just know that, you know, sometimes two affirmations like I'm right on time, or everything's working out in my favor, or life has my back, or things like that, is what I also heard you and some of your sharing was, without saying this directly, you're saying, I'm frustrated because I feel like at this age or place of life, we should be in such a different position. We should be somewhere other than where we are. And then there's a lot of judgment towards yourself on that, and frustration towards you or life or God or universe too, versus, okay, what's this here to teach me? And what am I going to choose to learn and choose to cultivate versus the frustrations that you're experiencing?
Absolutely. And you know, just when you think you've learned the lesson, there's always a new layer, and that's where I'm at, is a new layer.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much for your different advice. I will get that book today to help me realign and get things flowing the right direction, and to really look at the trust issues, because that's at the root of the other.
Yeah. Well, I just want you to know that that progress is possible. I love Joanna Cook in our panelist box has posted. She said, that was my story too, and no longer. And she joined Mindset Makeover as well in August. But she says, it's been a hard path, but I'm now seeing my abundance in every aspect, including money. She's been practicing certain tools, things, everything I shared with you today. So if you'll do the work, like literally it becomes part of your daily practice, not just, oh, that was good coaching for that day, but that you choose intentionally to be in the space of conscious choice of your thoughts, conscious choice of visualization, mantras, affirmations, you will start to cultivate new feelings and experiences with your money life.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thanks for the courage to join us and to share. We love that.
Yeah. Thanks so much for joining us, Tina.
If anyone else wants to join us here live, we'd love to have you. You're welcome to raise your hand and do that. I also thought, while we're talking about it, there was a comment too.
Paulette had a related question on money.
Yes, that.
She says, I relate to this money issue of not deserving. I was denied a reward that I had earned. I'm committed to shift this from a painful memory to one of a beautiful life lesson. Any thoughts on that?
I think for sure it's just the aspect of, again, choosing for yourself, no matter who said that to you or planted that seed or thought, is you are the master gardener of your life and your mindset and your soul. Is you can also choose to weed out things you don't like in your life, that maybe a coach, maybe a parent, maybe a friend, someone that said something to you, or affirmed you in the negative, you can just say, I choose to release that. I'm weeding that out. I'm not going to choose to give that life and energy, and then choose in consciously to what do I choose to believe and what am I choosing to plant and experience this, right? And I think you're on the right thought path of doing that, and to give yourself a reward. Andy knows this, and some of you have heard this as well in the past. Like when I first started working with Andy and Natalie, Natalie and I started into some first few sessions. In my first question to her, they were blue diamond at the time. They're blue diamond again, but now add double blue diamond. So, you know, it's like, it's been a minute. But my first question to her, because they were ready to go presidential, was, have you ever celebrated blue diamond? And her answer was no, as it is for most people I get the opportunity to cross paths with and connect with, is when you're self-employed, you are your own HR department. And it's really important that you do employee recognition for yourself, right? As I do love, of course, like there's incentive trips and gala and recognitions in doTERRA, which is so fun. And not or, but and it's important that you celebrate yourself. And so whoever denied you whatever is I'd book that day spa treatment or go get yourself that new bag you've had your eye on or go play golf or, you know, take yourself out for a treat. It can be small to large. It doesn't even have to be money-based. But as the point is all of you is, are you celebrating yourselves? Are you investing in you and acknowledging yourself of the growth work that you're doing? And I think that's really important, Andy, is that we're a part of that regularly, right? It's like, are we doing things off our joy list? Are we acknowledging ourselves and giving yourself, especially in this case with Paulette, where someone denied her an experience, it's really important that she gives herself that experience or gives herself some form of transforming that energy into, I show up for me, right? Because someone's let her down. I show up for you. I've got you. And let's do something that feels really fun for you.
I love it. I would say take this experience of you feeling like, oh my gosh, I didn't get what I deserve, and saying, oh my gosh, I deserve more. Like life has delivered on a gold platter for you the experience that shows you that you're worthy, that you're deserving, and that you get to now claim more. And it's very possible that without this experience, you wouldn't have that awareness. So shift that from, you know, anger and entitlement to gratitude. Like, oh my gosh, like I now feel and I know, and I'm going to go out and create greater receiving, greater abundance, because I'm worthy and I know it and I feel it. So great, great share. All right, we had another question. So Kristan on Facebook says, I'm executive and trying to grow my mindset and doing classes. My husband isn't doing the growth with me, and I worry that we'll grow apart. I've talked about it, but he doesn't hear what I say about growth. Any books a man would like that's a simple read and clear on importance of attitude mindset? Why are you smiling, Tiff?
I think you should just lead out with this one, but oh, this is so juicy and so loaded.
I know, right? So thank you, first of all, for this question, Kristan, because Natalie and I are on a mission to serve couples. Like for some reason, we just feel like this drive to really make a difference with couples and help them learn how to create together, help them learn how to grow together, how to be the powerful union that we believe couples were meant to be. So it sounds like you feel that same mission and that you're on that mission with your husband. So first of all, I just honor and celebrate that, because that is so core to us and our vision, not just in doTERRA, but in the world. So the growth is a funny thing, right? True growth if we are really growing in good and healthy ways, then our love and acceptance of others only expands. So this idea that you can outgrow another human, that your growth actually creates a wedge between you, is absolutely false. So I've coached with couples who have said, you know, I've been doing all this personal development, and because of all the growth that I've done, I've outgrown my husband. Well, let me tell you something. That's not the deal. True growth and true expansion means that your heart is even more embracing of every human soul, especially the one that you've chosen to do life with. So I'm a little passionate about this one, because I feel like this is one of the biggest lies that gets perpetuated, is that somehow we can outgrow and outpace another human soul. And that's just not the way it works. If our souls are expanding, if our minds are growing, then we have actually more compassion, more empathy, more patience, more openness to the way others are seeing things. It's not like we're moving up, an elevator in a building, and we can no longer talk to those lowlies who are, you know, several levels down from us. It's not like that. It's more like we saw the world, you know, this much, and now that pie just opened up, and so we can hang out with people of different faiths, people of different backgrounds, different whatever, race, gender identification, and we can say, you know what, I think I can see the world more of where you're coming from, and I can love it and appreciate it, and we can be on the same mission and the same path. So that's my two cents. Tiffany, what would you add?
Oh, I love this. And I'm just grateful she brought it up, because it is a common repetitive theme for humans as they are in a space of growing and as they are building a business and all of those things. So it's a very common fear and theme that can come up for sure. So I'm grateful it does, because it does take courage to ask that. Just know that to Andy's point, right, is just being aware. Sometimes we're fearful of that, and it's okay to be fearful or to have the fear. I just don't want you giving it legs and roots, right, is to acknowledge that it comes up. And ideally, in a healthy relationship, you could also share that with your spouse, is saying, hey, love, I want to connect with you about this. I'm a little feeling some of this fear or this resistance, but not from a place that your spouse needs to be someone other than who they are. Is that's where we get in trouble. I think where it gets sticky in this conversation is we're saying someone else has to be on board with me in the same way for me to move forward. I need you to be different. I need you to change. How well does that go over when someone does that to you, right? Like, are you feeling like, oh yes, please sign me up for your book of the month? And what training do I need to go to? Because you're seeing me as less than. So we got to keep that in check, is that this conversation comes up a lot. And I get it. It's like, hey, I really value growth. I get that that's something that you say, okay, this matters to me. But I think what matters most is, can you have the communication that just says, hey, love, I want to share with you some of my dreams and goals and what I'm working on. And what are your dreams and goals? And how can I best support you with your dreams and goals? And here's what would matter to me. And I just want to share this with you. I am feeling a little bit of fear or nerves around this, but I don't want you to also feel like you have to change. I just want to know that I want you to know that me pursuing this path is because I want to change and grow, and I'd love, and for us, you know, to be supportive of each other. But support doesn't mean they have to do it the way you do it, right? It's just giving that space. So I think this is so important. Is I remember years ago when I was doing a lot of mentoring with Jack Canfield, and he shared this thought, this concept of this woman that she said, quoting her, she, as a Buddhist, that she would say, you know, when I talk to my parents about Buddhism, in essence, telling them they need to become this and change this and be on this path with me. When I talk to them about Buddhism, they hate me. And when I act like the Buddha, they love me. Mm-hmm. And so true personal growth, I mean, okay, now I'm getting activated.
Here we go.
I could just feel it. Like I felt the light switch. Here's the thing, like true personal growth, loves. Like, can we just go there? True personal growth, in my opinion, is your capacity to love expanded. That's it, right? And I have to be honest and own this, that years ago, I was in a thought process, which is why I have so much empathy for this question, because I have empathy for myself. Because to me, it was, hey, you got to read the books, go to all the seminars, do all the things. But true personal growth is my capacity to love expanded.
Yep.
Am I loving more, right? I mean, just because you read books, yay, or listen to podcasts, cool. Like, and I do those things. So I'm not putting them down, but it's like the point of doing that is, yes, I want to be a more positive person. I want to grow. I want to learn a skill. Sure. But the heartbeat of personal growth is my capacity to love expanding. Am I in the energy and in the space of more love versus less love? So sometimes what does happen is people, they go through all this personal growth and they develop an air of self-righteousness. And I'd done it at one time in my path too. So I get it. Is like, oh, I'm so smart. I know all the things. I can quote the books. I can quote the things and I can do the things versus, but am I embodying this change? And am I embodying more self-mastery and more self, you know, self-love as well as love for others? Am I embodying this? Is this making sense, you guys? Because I will tell you something, an experience I've had a handful of times, and I'll wrap it up because I won't story tell forever because I know we're about at time. But I have to tell you that, you know, sometimes I've had this experience several times over in the last few years is because, you know, social media gives us a lot of opportunity to connect with a lot of people and to see our wives. Well, I did go through divorce a little over 5 years ago. And for me, that was a very personally God-led path. It's very personal, right? And I was in a relationship. For me, that person was not committed to the relationship or their things, right? And so it was my own choice. The point being is sometimes because I've had to work at creating a life that I love, and I do have a life I love and a lot of fulfillment and great friendships and relationships and work that I love and dating that's fun, sometimes weird, but fun too, right? I mean, we could do a whole show on that if we wanted to. But the point being is like, I get to do the work whether I'm single or married. You're going to do the work no matter what. But sometimes what I've experienced is people reaching out to me. I've had this happen multiple times where women have reached out to me in private message and said, hey, I really need your advice. I'm not sure if I should stay married anymore. I'm really into personal development and my husband's not. And then I'll ask clarifying questions. Well, let me ask you this. Is your husband committed to you in the relationship? Show up for you, love you, invested? Not perfectly, but are they an engaged partner? And they're always, every time the response has been, oh, absolutely. He loves me so much. He's so committed to the relationship. And then they're not necessarily expecting this because I think what they're thinking is they're going to get a, oh, you go, girl. You deserve so much better, da, da, da. Now, if the answer is no, my husband doesn't show up, isn't faithful, isn't in committed or engaged in the relationship. But I've literally had multiple people reach out to me and their reason why they're thinking of leaving or have left their spouse is because they're not in personal growth. And I'm passionate about that. I do not think it's like if you're with someone who's loving, love is the ultimate point of personal growth and they're committed. And so I just want you to know that it's like, again, I know I'm a little bit passionate here, but it's because you guys, this really matters is that, are you living the principles? Because if you're living them, there'll be a conversion influence to the people in your life. But if it's just about, let me preach at you, let me judge you, then that's where you're going to go wrong. And so if I get it, like everyone's relationship needs work. It does. And so if you're in a great relationship, awesome. Continue to nourish it. If you're in a challenged relationship, good, awesome. Get clear about what's this here to teach me? What's this supposed to teach me? what's the learning, and that you be the student. Sometimes we're so about, like Andy regularly will quote, you know, Byron Katie's work, Loving What Is, and talks about there's three kinds of business. There's yours, your business, other people's business, and God's business. And a lot of our pain in life comes from meddling in other people's business or God's business. That's where you're creating your own struggle. And so even though not knowing all the details of this woman's question, and I'm so grateful she asked it, thank you, is just being aware of how we often with relationship are measuring stick of someone. Well, you don't read personal development books, so I don't know if I'd be married to you. Do you know how nuts that is?
It's nuts.
That's crazy town. It's like, I get that you can feel frustrated. Like, I really want this connection. Well, good. We'll go to a mastermind group or come here and be with us, because we obviously are in personal growth. But real personal growth is, am I learning to love and expand myself, right? Is I just feel like we have got to like get that thing clear, is that when we're saying our leader, our spouse, or someone else in our life needs to be someone other than who they are, you're going to suffer a lot. And it's self-induced suffering. Now, absolutely, have there been relationships, or even in my case, a marriage that did, but I had a God confirmation, it was my own path, but I wasn't with someone committed. And so it was a different decision. But if you're with someone that's like, they love you, they're committed to you, they show up, they won't be perfect at that, but they're invested, then that's something that I think is a beautiful thing that you work with, and you're learning your own lessons. So anyway, people are asking about how can we get the replay. They're like, so that's come up several times. This does go to a live podcast, right, Andy? But Andy, what do you want to add to what I've just said? Because I can feel the energy coming off.
I mean, we're a church. This is Wednesday church. So thank you for everything that you've shared. I'm equally passionate and so committed to this message that the personal growth is not a new tool that you get to use to beat other people up. It's not a way to be better than. It's not a bragging right. It's the opposite. Personal growth is a way to be just so much more understanding and compassionate and loving of every way of being. And so that means we get to step more out of judgment than into judgment. Personal growth is a really easy stick to beat other people with, and it's just not justified. There's no right way to use personal development to justify you being better than others. So I'm feeling it.
Yeah. And again, I appreciate the courage, is because you get to be as I am, as Andy is. We are a work in progress. And it's about, you know, we've talked so much today about our thoughts and intention and so forth. And it's just being aware of that too, is it's okay. Like, I do have judgmental thoughts come up, or I do feel frustrated with humans sometimes. I mean, peopling is hard sometimes, you know? So, but be graceful with yourself, but be graceful for yourself is just come back to be the light.
Yeah.
Right? Be the light. Covey says that. He says, be a light, not a judge. Mm-hmm. And I got to work on that every day. So I'm not sharing from any kind of like, hey, again, back to self-righteousness, like, hey, I've mastered love, so I have this all figured out. But as a student of love, that's what I am. I'm a student of love, which means I'm a student of God, is that I'm committed to that, that I want to be more of the love and the light and having that influence other people, right? So thank you for the courage. We've had a powerful call. Powerful session today. Andy, will you remind them of how they can get on the text in so you can be part of the in club, that you know, hey, when this is happening every week, you're all invited back and you're welcome to bring friends, family, team members, whoever you want. It's an open space. But Andy, if you'd share that just before we wrap, that'd be great.
Absolutely. So you just have to text the word share, S-H-A-R-E, to 801-515-2707. And then that'll automatically get you into the automatic weekly texts. As far as the replays, you can just go to sharesuccess.com, click on the success coaching call link, and then you'll see the links to the podcast. You can access that through iTunes or through the Android world. I don't know that world.
Spotify, so Stitcher is the Android.
Yeah, thank you. So Yeah, the replay, the video replay will be on the Facebook group. So you go to Facebook and you go to the Share Success page, and that's where the video replay is. Somebody asked the question, Andy, what are you going to be doing to manifest your vision on marriage? And that is such a great question. I hosted my first solo training called Courageous Leadership in Australia at their leadership event. And it was so fun. We got really, really good feedback. And we are still waiting to hear back on the venue. But the plan is at Leadership this year in Phoenix to do another full-day leadership, just leadership training on March 10th. So save that date, and we will we'll be posting the link. That'll be open to everyone, not just those coming to leadership. But that was one of the biggest breakthroughs at this training that we did in Australia, is just how applicable that was to marriage. People were blown away at how easy it was to be gracious and vulnerable and courageous in every relationship except the one that matters most. So save the date, March 10th. If you can be in Phoenix, we're going to have an awesome Courageous Leadership training that day. So thank you all so much for joining us today. What an awesome session we've had. So grateful for each of you bringing your courage and your questions and your openness. I think that's my biggest takeaway, is the more open we can be, the more we can manifest, the more we can experience, the more we can receive, the more people that we're open to partnering with. So thank you again so much for being with us today. Look forward to being with you next week.